this nation has
there are
been
four essential economic freedoms.
The excessive decline in the dollar,
lack of a better word.
The late rally on Wall Street
is being to fail.
Growing the economy.
Growing the economy. The economy.
Welcome.
This is Money Talks.
Well, good morning, good morning. This is Money Talks, Atlanta's longest running and most respected money show on radio. I'm Bill Lako, certified financial planner,
and all around genius.
All around.
Don't forget
did you call me fat?
No.
Did you just call me?
Genius.
It means something different. All around.
You're saying.
I mean, I do have
a good thing you're doing that work challenge.
Yeah,
that's right. It is the new year. Yeah. It's time to get in shape.
I was just donating $25 to the cause.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And matching it too.
Yeah. Hey, I did the same thing.
Matching?
I mean,
who said matching?
Jeans matching?
Whatever. Have you met Jean?
Now who you calling fat?
Yeah.
I think you just did, because he didn't mention anything about that.
Jean's lost a lot of weight, actually.
Yeah.
Lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
All that working out.
So we have Shauna Theriault, who's the next smartest person in the room. So she's a CFP and a CPA. And
there
then
we
got the smartest guy in the room, Troy Harmon, who's a CFA, CVA, soon to be hopefully CPA-ish.
Right. Ish.
Sort of kind
I'm going to have to get another designation to keep
up with you. It's the great race.
Right.
Yeah, we're trying to outdo each other over here. We'll see. It's not about that. Come on.
It's not?
Okay, maybe.
Bigger business cards is what we need.
All right, so we had the great farewell speech.
Yeah, we did.
I was riveted.
Yeah.
And then we have the great, what was it, 8, 9, 6 days, however many days before we have a new regime.
Yeah.
Should be interesting.
Next Friday, we will have a new president. Honestly, I think that's probably the most interesting thing. It's filled up the news. We see what the market's done since the election. And I'll be honest, I really expected a whole lot less of any sort of disruption because I expected that Hillary was going to win. And I wasn't alone. There was a whole lot of folks that were saying the same thing. But the rally that we got off the backside of the election ran the market up.
Did you
up
lay
about,
awake crying?
No,
okay,
absolutely
just
not.
Yeah.
No, but I
figured
we
I
did
the answer to that question. But.
Yeah, I tell you who might have, though. I read a story today. I guess the Wall Street Journal came out with a note that George Soros reportedly lost $1 billion in the aftermath of...
That's like you losing 10 grand.
Yeah. You assume I have 10 grand.
Well...
Maybe it's worse than that. Anyway, you're right. It probably could be a rounding error in his portfolio, but at the same time, $1 billion, that's a lot of money to lose when you bet against the economy or the market in the aftermath. And supposedly he didn't include those trades until after the election results were known. So, he went into it probably flat or market neutral. And decided he would make all kinds of money. His previous understudy, Stanley Druckenmiller, I think so. Druckenmiller, that's how I say it. I'll get it sooner or later. Actually, is reported to have done just the opposite of him and has made substantially.
Quite a bit.
Yeah. Wow. But the market rallied up at 1.7% in the aftermath of the elections. It's coming back a little bit now. But it's probably not the worst thing. If you look at the valuation of the market overall, we did get out a little ahead of ourselves, I think. Earnings, I'll wait to see exactly the results. And, we got some economic releases this week. Wholesale trade came out after a disappointing October. We did get some inventory build in November. Wholesale inventories grew, which can be a positive. Usually we assume that it's businesses that are looking forward to growth in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Overall, that's a positive. We got MBA mortgage applications, which is a weekly number. Composite index increased by 5.8%. Refinance index was up 4.4%. Purchase index was 6.1% higher. So all things considered, I guess, we're looking at the period after the holidays, so we've probably seen a little bit of better action in mortgages. Jobless claims, still the same old story. Filings rose 10,000 to 247. I think there's probably some seasonal noise in this number, but all things considered, it's still kind of light coming off the holidays with economic releases. One thing that is interesting, I think, as much as we have focused on Trump, one thing that that did change, and it could also be related, was interest rates. During, you know, November, December, we saw a steepening of the yield curve, interest rates increase, but now we're seeing 2-year 5 basis points decline. Nothing huge, 5 basis points, 0.05%. 5-year treasuries down 12 basis points, 10 years down about 0.25% to 2.34%, and the 30-year treasury fell 33 basis points, 0.33%. to 2.94%. Mortgage rates, which would impact those MBA mortgage applications too, down 1 basis point.
Now, I have a question.
Might drive some.
So I was watching CNBC, as I'm prone to do in the morning, because I like Squawk Box.
Sure.
And they had some guy on, and I don't remember his name. But as I look at this, 2-year treasury is 1.162, 30-year treasury 2.9. Mm-hmm. That does not look like inverted to me.
It's not.
This guy said the yield curve was as inverted as it had been in 5 years. Is it flattening?
No, it actually steepened a little in the fall.
That's what I thought.
All
right.
Yeah, so I don't know what he's looking at.
More than that guy.
Yeah. What they usually look at.
But nobody corrected him. I must have misunderstood.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I can go back and
look. As my wife says, I misunder here.
Oh. Well, I'm not going to get into domestic relations. That's Jean's. I think
she's probably right. Just make sure she's always right.
Yeah. Yes, she's
dear.
Always
yes,
right.
Dear.
That's right.
You, yes, dear.
As a guy, you should always have the last word in every argument, and it's always yes, ma'am. Anyway.
That's a true statement.
Yeah. But no, we look at for the steepness of the yield curve, we usually look at the 2-year and the 10-year. 10-year is almost always higher than the 2-year when the short-term interest rates become higher than the longer term, then it's usually a signal of bad things to come in the economy, and we haven't seen that in a long time, and we're nowhere near that at the moment. We did see some flattening in the first part of 2016, but we've since steepened, and that's one of the reasons that our financial sector has done so well in the last couple of months. And getting to that, the S&P 500 over the last 12 days is up 1.4%. Information technologies led the way. It was one of the laggards last year, but it's up 2.83%. And on the bottom end is energy. Energy had a huge year last year, pulling back just a little bit. We did see some news first of the year where OPEC's supposed to cut production, and it caused energy to increase a little bit. Telecom's down a smidge. Utilities are down 0.32%. Anything that's interest rate related looks like it's in the negatives, but it's not hugely negative. That's part of what we tend to keep our eyes on, which is very interesting when we just said, you know, we had interest rates declined a little bit,
right,
you know, this week. So still kind of trying to make sense out of certain things. If you watch the news closely this week, healthcare took it in the teeth when President-elect Trump said that these pharmaceutical companies are getting away with murder. You know, one day he looks like a staunch Republican, the next day he looks like he's a populist. The only thing that I really want to watch is what actually happens. And we did see something actually happen this week in politics. We see the Republicans seem to be clearing the way to make some changes to Obamacare. Repeal Obamacare is what they've talked about, along with Trump. Whether or not we see that for real, it seems like some of them might be a little bit skittish about doing away with it without a plan. But there are actually some details out on a proposal for changes in the healthcare system, and I think the fear is that they're going to have a 60-vote majority in the Senate. But I think if they clear the budget, they feel like they can get to a simple majority and be able to do everything they want to do. It's going to definitely be interesting to watch when we move from the Twitter releases and all the upheaval about whether or not Donald Trump should be the president, whether or not he's done all these things with the Russians. And we actually start seeing real things happen in Congress to make changes. I think that's what the market has expected, that you know, we're going to have some fiscal policy changes, and now it's time to see if the reality is that we will. I mean, that's really where
it's a roller coaster at Six Flags with a scream machine.
There is one. Of those.
Hang on, baby. Hang on.
You know what? It actually does make things a little more volatile, but they're pretty interesting. And right now we've got better results in our investment portfolios since that election, right?
Absolutely. So, that's all we can hope for.
Absolutely.
Keep
every
going.
Time. Right. But
it's probably time for me to take a break. Is that what you're telling me? I'm getting little waves, and I'm slow on the go today.
Oh, Bill,
you got to pay the bills.
You're doing great.
Dollar bills, got to pay the bills.
There you go.
All right, we're going to stop here for a quick break. You're listening to Money Talks. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.